Now, here on 2FM, as you know, we love new Irish music. And the man who championed it first on the station is here now, the legend himself, that is Dave Fanning. Hey!
That's me saying hello.
I got that. I nearly didn't make it there now because I was chatting to you off here so much. But here we are. Dave, how are you getting on?
Yeah, what'll we chat about?
Sure, who knows? Who knows what'll come out of this? We may as well chat about Fanning at Whelan's because it's absolutely everywhere and I adore it. But talk to me. How many seasons are we in now?
It's into the fifth series. It starts this coming Saturday night. In other words, in 2 nights' time around 10 o'clock on Virgin and then repeated every Thursday as well. And we've up to about sort of 80 or 90 acts now that we've had over the last 4 or 5 years, and it all started in COVID because Guinness came along and said we need to do something about music. It says lots of companies say they're going to do something about music, but they really put their money where their mouth is, and of course that's the only way it gets done because it has to be brilliant production and the bands have to get paid. After that it's up to you bands. It's nothing to do with me. I can't play that guitar or sing that song. So that's what it's about. So we have about 24 more in this series now.
What is the idea about it? Is it mainly just about showcasing Irish music?
It's 100% about showcasing Irish music. That's all it is. Either up and coming, like at least 3 or 4 of them have debut albums out in 2024. Am I right about that? Like Crow or White, and Brad Heidi hasn't got one out yet. Oisín Leach has got one out. There's a bunch of them that do. About 5 of them do, and then there's duos, and then there's three. There's 2 acts of 3 in a band each, and there's big names for the two. I mean, there's big hopes for the two of them, let's say, which was Kingfisher and Amble.
Both unbelievable acts.
Right, and then after that, we've got the bigger names, like, you know, everybody from Villagers is on his 7th album at the moment. Conor O'Brien's really good. That Golden Time is what it's called. He does a few numbers for us. And obviously, like, it starts off, the first programme is... what do you call him? David Gray, because it's in Whelan's and that's where he started out all those years ago, and he wanted to do a few songs from his first album and remember all that, so he does that. And then in the middle section of the programme is just somebody talking about their favourite music, and the somebodies this time around are Laura Whitmore and Roz Purcell from some radio station or
some odd one.
I don't know where. And Guy Garvey is on the first programme from Elbow.
Oh yes,
British Institution, a great man. Imelda May is in there too. And then one of the programmes we do something slightly different in the middle. Last year was Sinead, to commemorate Sinead, an old interview with Sinead. So this time around, because the big news of the summer was ticket sales of Oasis, and then of course they're playing on the 23rd of August at Crow Park. So it's an interview with Noel Gallagher just at the release of the last Oasis album.
Deadly. There's so much in there for music fans. You mentioned Elbow there as well, and he said he's a big fan of Fontaine's DC, who we just played a couple of moments
ago. Funny enough, he picks his favourite music and he picks a song by Fontaine's DC.
I mean, it's understandable.
Do they still have the DC, do they? It's just Fontaine's.
Just Fontaine's?
I don't know.
Here we go. Well, Dave Fanning said it's just Fontaine's.
No,
I'm quoting you now on that. That's it. Dave, was the idea for Fanning at Whelan's genuinely just because, you know, you said there Guinness came to you and said we have to do something about it, or was it something you were working on in the background?
No, not necessarily. I was talking to Whelan's first, and the three of us kind of came together. It's just that's the home, obviously. I mean, it's the big pub venue in Dublin for new music and all good music, and lots of big names as well, by the way. Of course, your man from Iron and Wine played a great gig there recently, just a solo gig. But anyway, that's what it's about. Like, I mean, during COVID it's pretty difficult out there. Like, years ago it was always about getting a record deal and all that kind of thing, and if you got a record deal you could get to album number 2 or 3, and if it didn't work out after that, you know, it's not your money that got lost, it's the record companies. But those days are gone, you know, it really, like, it's not the same anymore. I think, like, Steve Jobs did a great job, I suppose, in 2005 when he held up the iPod and then held up the iTunes 2 years later, took two of them together, but it meant the record companies kind of fell apart a little bit, and there's no real major support. And you know as well as I do, if you have 10 million sort of listens on Spotify, it wouldn't pay for the lot.
Doesn't translate,
shed,
like.
You know? So it's just very difficult. And then touring is expensive if you do a 5 or 6 day around the country. I went to a gig last week in the Workman's Club. There was a band playing there who came back after 5 days around Ireland, and it's just really difficult. I mean, they were very happy and they loved being back home in Dublin and all the rest, but I mean, it's so difficult to make it out there. So this kind of fill up, if you like, this leg up, as I say, the production is huge, 9 camera shoot all the time, it's really the right people doing it, the right sound, the right lights, the right everything. But after that, it's up to the bands.
I mean, I've watched the show before, but I've seen all the ads for this series in particular. They're coming on after I'm a Celeb at the minute, and it does look very, very glam. Like,
it's terrible. I haven't seen one of those ads, really. I must watch I'm a Celeb.
I will see it for you, Dave. That's all that matters.
So if I said I'm a celebrity, would that mean I'm not cool because I didn't say Celeb?
It won't get you out of here. You're still stuck with me for another few minutes.
Celeb.
It's every single part of this filmed at Whelan's.
The whole thing. Funny enough, actually, every single bit is filmed at Whelan's. Like, yeah. We were going to do, Paul Weller said he'd do it, and he was down in Trinity College doing a thing, but he just didn't have time to pop up, so we didn't do Paul Weller. That's a bit of a waste of time. So I think next time around we might go somewhere and do a few of those kind of interviews, you know. But no, every band is filmed at Whelan's, every single one. And like, there's various places. There you are at the bar, there you are in the small room upstairs, there you are on the main stage, off the main stage, or on the floor. So it changes all the time.
It's an iconic building though, and it's full of nooks and crannies.
It's just insane. And you think you know all the nooks
and then
you
don't.
I thought I would have before I started this, because I thought I knew the place. It's unbelievable how many nooks and crannies, as you call them, there are.
Dave, what is your favourite part of the show?
Well, I mean, I just love it when a band plays. I tell you what, like last year, a perfect example would be Bellex One, when they came on and did two songs. And like, I think Paul Noonan was really, he couldn't believe. He said, I thought you were doing this in the round, you know, everybody around. Yeah. I said, well, we did it last week in the round, but this week we're doing it on the main stage. Yeah. So he just stood with his back to the thing and still looked at his whole band. But the two songs they did and the sound we got with Damien's, it's just brilliant. It was just like the feeling of a great song.
Yeah.
It's all about. God, I'm really losing it now.
No, stay going. This is what I need. This is what I banked on, Dave. Yeah, right, so you want to ramble. Yeah. Look, obviously, speaking of music, what is the best gig that you've been to yourself just this year? Because I know you've been to thousands of gigs. There's no way you could.
Do you know what I did last night? No, the night before last. I went to the Australian Pink Floyd for the sixth time. That's very sad. What was I going to say? My favourite gig? I might as well say Nick Cave, because he is my favourite. And even though there's certain songs he played that I'd rather he'd played other ones than that, but he's moved on from that. It's very kind of Southern Baptist, Alabama, kind of all kind of religious-y kind of gig now. But it's an astonishing gig. I went boat nights, stood one night.
You're boat nights?
Oh, yeah. He was there 5 hours. It's Nick Cave! Give you a break.
Me with Girls Aloud this year.
So like ever since like the birthday party, I used to listen to a lot in the 1980s, but they were only another band to me in some ways. But once he released solo stuff, and particularly The Good Son, that's now 34 years. My God. So everything since is just fantastic. Yeah. I love everything about Nick Cave, and I still do, and I can't believe he's just as good as he is as he ever was. He's 66, for crying out loud. And the gig was amazing. Yeah, I thought it was really great. Yeah.
Great.
Would I change it? I would. Would I tell him what to play? Definitely. Sit down there now, Nick. Actually, I filled out a thing the other day in some paper. It says, you know, who would you like to go out for a drink with, or who would you like? And I said, Nick Cave, you know. I've been out for a drink with him. I forgot. At Shane McGowan's 60th birthday or something, had a drink with him. And then also, I interviewed him in the hotel in Dublin, and we had an interview in London. Oh, God, London. It's pretty embarrassing.
Oh, go on.
No, at one stage, I had to do a piece to camera, and it was all over. So I said, blah, 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 goth rock. And he heard me saying goth rock, and he came out and said, oh, for crying out loud, why do people call me goth rock? Actually, there was one time in the studio in here he came in and I said something which was included in his press release. It's really weird. And like, he came over, he put his hand over at me and tried to get me by the neck. It's terrible. But I'll tell you one great thing that did happen, which is one of the greatest moments of my life in some ways, in the Abbey Theatre about 4 years ago, before he played in Emma.
Yeah.
There was a thing on the night before. It was fantastic. Everybody's sort of sitting around the big thing, a natural amphitheatre thing. And he was just down below with a piano. There was no moderator. It was fantastic. And he was taking questions from the audience. One of them actually was brilliant, because I'm really rambling now.
Stay gone.
Yeah, one of them was brilliant because, what do you call him? He plays, it was, what do you call the programme on TV that Red Right Hand is on? Oh, God. The programme, the famous one, Thomas Shelby.
Oh, Peaky Blinders.
Yeah, thank you. Peaky Blinders, yeah. And he said, somebody said, what about blah, blah, blah? Did you pick that for Peaky Blinders? Said, don't know why you're asking me. And he points directly at Cillian Murphy, who's sitting there and goes, oh, no, do I have to stand up? Hello, everybody. But anyway, at one stage, somebody asked some question. He couldn't understand what she was saying. He says, Dave Fanning, I've played this. He said, what the hell are you talking about? And somebody said, look, he's over there. Hello. Yeah, he said, well, what do you want? I said, well, the ship song. He played me the ship song for me.
So you got serenaded by Nick Cave.
Yeah.
Cillian Murphy in one hand, Dave Fanning in the other.
The place was stuffed. It was great. Anyway, I don't know. I can't even remember the question.
So neither can I now at this point. I may as well ask you, what's your favourite movie that you've seen this year?
Well, I mean, I could go with something that I've just seen in the last few days. And I must say, I would recommend it. I think it was really good. And it's a smallish movie by a female director. It's her second movie. I've forgotten her name. I've forgotten the name of the lead actress. She's 18 years of age and she was brilliant. But there is somebody else in it who actually plays her as well. It's a story about a cranberry farm in a beautiful place to live in somewhere in Canada. And it's about a girl who goes out with two of her girlfriends and goes a bit crazy and kind of suddenly finds herself sitting beside beside, this is going to sound ridiculous, sitting beside herself at the age of 39, not 18 anymore. And it's Aubrey Plaza plays the 39-year-old. And the two of them have a thing going on. And it's about the girl growing up with her two younger brothers and her parents. And it's a beautiful movie. And it's just, it works really. It's a body swap movie in one way, but it isn't. And it works really well.
But it works because it's not too far-fetched.
Pardon?
It's like...
No, no. It's not, it's much more about family and about how she gets on with her mother and everything else. And in fact, there's an amazing thing in it with the younger brother he's got an obsession with. And it's really, he's got all these pictures over the wall of Saoirse Ronan. It's just the worst. I know, it's really weird.
Is it called My Old Ass?
My Old Ass, yeah. That's, I keep saying My Fat Ass. I don't know why. Somebody asked me that the other day. No, sorry, My Old Ass, yeah. I would recommend it highly. Yeah.
Maisie Stella is the 18-year-old.
Oh, is that her name?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, yeah, she's in a band. Her family is real musical more than acting.
Yeah.
But she's really good in it, whoever she is.
This has been the most Dave-fanning interview of all time.
Sorry,
I'm delighted with this, if I'm being completely honest.
Wait, we can pack in 15 minutes and five.
Dave Fanning, as always, thanks a million for coming in. Fanning at Whelan's starts this Saturday night at 10 p.m. on Virgin Media.
It's 10 p.m. is it? Good.
10 p.m.
10 p.m. on Saturday. Don't miss it. It's fabulous. Loads of great music and Guy Garvey. Did you know an amazing thing? I want to say one thing about Guy Garvey. A lot of people wouldn't know, but older people might know. Are you ready for this?
Go on.
Guy Garvey is married to the daughter of Diana Rigg.
What?
Who's the woman from Game of Thrones, you know.
Yeah.
If you go back to the 1960s, she was the Avengers, Emma Peel. Bet you didn't know that.
These are Fanning's Fun Facts right here on 2FM.
Be a regular on the programme. Yeah.
And if you would like to see Fanning at Whelan's on the following Thursday night, it will also be repeated at 11 o'clock on Virgin Media 1 and Virgin Media Player.
Thanks for filling me in. Brilliant. 2FM.